USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The husband of missing Massachusetts mom Anna Walsh now facing murder charges in her disappearance. Norfolk District Attorney Michael Morrissey.
The continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife. Mr. Walsh will be transported to the Quincy District Court for arraignment on the charge of murder.
Walsh was initially arrested for lesser charges after police searched their home where they allegedly found a bloody knife and cleaning supplies. The White House is urging Congress to swiftly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from defaulting.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
Those conditions that White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is referring to include Republican moves to use the debt ceiling as a way to force cuts in social programs. They include Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The U.S. expected to hit its borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden, frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and his Delaware home. NBC News is reporting the president is also upset with the backlash he's receiving after those documents were found. The origins of COVID, the target of an upcoming congressional investigation.
Congressional lawmakers plan to launch an investigation into the origins of COVID. Experts say there needs to be a deep dive like we did for 9/11.
Looked at, you know, what did we miss, what happened, what went wrong, and how can we fix this?
Professor Gerald Parker at Texas A&M, he was an advisor to the Senate Health Committee, which put out its own report. He says there are flaws in the theory that COVID came from a Wuhan wet market.
There is no direct evidence of either origin, natural or from a lab.
Unfortunately, without pressure from the United States government, China will never allow an independent investigation team in country. I'm Lance Pry.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones fell 392 points, the S&P 500 lost 8, and the Nasdaq gained 16. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden welcomed the 2022 NBA champion Golden State Warriors to the White House today.
You showed what you're all about. Heart and hustle.
The president commending the team on their achievements.
4 NBA titles, 6 finals, and in the last 8 seasons. That ain't bad, man. That ain't bad. The stat line of a dynasty.
But it wasn't all celebration. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr took part in a roundtable discussion on gun violence with senior White House advisors. Southwest Airlines says most customers affected by last month's travel nightmare have received their refunds. 90% of passengers on canceled flights have gotten their money back, according to Southwest. The remaining 10% should be refunded in the next few days. Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that it would be a bad idea if he ran for president. Trump called into the conservative podcast, The Water Cooler.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
Several polls have shown DeSantis beating Trump in hypothetical matchups. Actress Sally Field is set to receive the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award next month. Field will be the 58th recipient of the Guild's highest honor that has gone to the likes of Betty White, Robert De Niro, and Helen Mirren. And Madonna revealing the dates for her upcoming world tour. Madonna, the Celebration Tour, will see the pop star perform her years of chart-topping hits. That tour will start in Canada, in Vancouver, on July 15th, wraps up in the United States in Las Vegas on October 7th. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kids, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.